Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back to our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger post-game show. Mike Dottie along with the legendary Herb Tyler. He had to tell us a story about how he beat Arkansas this morning. We heard that tale. And it's a real one.
It was great.
It was a real one. How much of the extracurricular stuff, that's up to you. But it was real. Y'all did end up winning.
Yeah, we went. No, it wasn't an end up winning, okay? It wasn't
what
an
mean
end,
no
up.
End up winning?
No, we won. We didn't just end up. We was mashing them. We destroyed them. They don't want no more.
Okay, what was the score of the game?
I don't really know. It was like 65-2 or something like that.
Yeah. Well, let me clean it up. I don't want Coleman hitting the delete button on that. he might have to for some.
No, we did. My freshman year, 1995, we beat Arkansas 28-0 in Tiger Stadium. My freshman year, we scored all 28 points in the first half. We didn't do anything in the second half. No points on the board. We took it off. Yeah, we didn't need to do any more. You know, it was just being a little fair with them, you know. It was all good.
Yeah, right. it is in the, what is it, third quarter? Herb?
Third quarter, yes, sir. 25 seconds.
3:19 left. Oh. Alabama, Oklahoma. It's Alabama 21, Oklahoma 20. Alabama has run over 50 plays in this game. Oklahoma only 35.
Oh. That's unusual. Oklahoma has one, you know, well, I guess it is. That's about right because Oklahoma runs a little bit more fast-paced. Hurry up offense.
And you know what? In watching Alabama last week, Herb, I don't know how far. I think they make the 12-team playoff. But, yeah. Man, if you can't run the ball any better than what they do, yeah, you're going to be a one and done.
Yeah, I agree.
Ty's great, though. I think God bless him. Man, yeah, he is something special.
He's good. He's gotten so much better from week one to now. I think Alabama has a really great unit, first-team units on either side of the football. The problem is they don't have what we're used to seeing Alabama have, which is that dominant running game. And in not having that, it puts more pressure on Ty. But it also puts more pressure on Alabama's defense because now generally they would have to, you know, be on the field longer than what they normally would. But in this particular game, for whatever reason, they're not. And they're still only up by 1 point. It's crazy. You have so many more plays than Oklahoma does, but only 1 point to go for it. So maybe they're taking a page out of LSU's book and, you know, just kicking field goals, you know, not wanting to score touchdowns.
And they've run the gauntlet. Look, the last six games Alabama has played against.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Now, that's the thing. Now, let's talk about that. Now,
that's tough,
they've
man.
Played a really tough schedule, and they've come out on top each time.
So each time that in prepares the SEC.
You, that prepares you, to me, for the playoffs. So even though if you don't have the running game that you want now, you better start trying to figure out what it looks like because I don't think you can win those games in the playoffs, but it does show that you can beat adversity and overcome those things and win the football game.
I was driving here, and I was talking to Charlie Long, and Charlie was telling me, man, Mike, South Carolina, they're just beating the stoop
they was.
Out of Texas A&M. And, man, you watch Texas A&M, in that game, they could do nothing right.
Nothing.
I mean, zero right in the first half. Well, guess what? A&M ends up winning the game, what is it, 31-30?
Yeah, something crazy like that.
Man, that to me goes to show a little bit about the heart of a team. Man, nothing's going right for you. You could have easily thrown the towel, and yet to come back and win that game 31-30 over South Carolina when everything was working right for the Gamecocks.
For South Carolina.
Everything. Lenore Sellers in the first half, he looked like the dude that I thought he was.
That he was going to be this
Man.
Year all along.
He put some passes out there that was just phenomenal.
It goes to show you what Coach Elko has built over there at Texas A&M. Sure, you know, they're undefeated. They go into this game.
And they got to the 10-win mark.
And they got to the 10-win mark today, too. And so they go undefeated. They come in this game. You're playing against a really good South Carolina team. That team is still the team that came into the, I guess, this season as one of the better teams. And those guys are over there playing for their hearts in this season well as they can. Texas A&M said no in the second half. They made the adjustments. The team and the guys that are on the field said, you know what, we're going to play with nothing but heart and pride for the 12th man and for everybody here. And so what they did was they did exactly what they normally would do. And they came back and won that football game. And you got to tip your hat to Texas A&M for that. You have to.
Showed a lot of heart. This is deep into the fourth quarter. I think less than 5 minutes left. Alcorn State with a 20-16 lead over Grambling. And this is even less time. I think it's like under 4 minutes. Texas Southern, 35-30 over Southern University. So, I hope
Jaguars can pull this one out, man. I don't know if they will, but I hope they can.
And early on, man, Michigan State, you think about it, man, they're giving Penn State all they want. Penn State's winning 14-10. you know, after last week, hey, I got a lot of respect for Penn State. Man, it took everything for Indiana to pull that game out. Now, they shouldn't have won, but still, Mendoza, well, man, when he needed it, he had it.
Shouldn't have is a good word, but the real word is they did win, and the Heisman Trophy probably front runner is now Mendoza, not only because of that, but simply solely because of that.
He got a little bit of a towel he can wipe that.
That's
Heisman.
Right. Yeah.
He can shine that.
Because I don't know who else is there out there for that. I don't see anybody else playing like that. And that Penn State team that they played last week was the Penn State team that everybody was looking for all season. And they showed up last week, and they gave Indiana all that they wanted.
The bubble burst on Southern Miss today with 11 minutes left, but Texas State with a 34-7 lead over Southern Miss. And this is in the third quarter, but man, Texas Tech is beating Central Florida 48-9. Man, and that would be a 10th win for the Red Raiders at that spot.
Money talks, baby, money talks.
And a lot of people thought, man, you know, Duke's got Virginia right where they want them. Yeah, they got it right where they want it. They're in the fourth quarter. Duke is losing 31-3 to Virginia.
But Mensa will get paid, though. It doesn't matter.
Well, he got paid already.
He got, that's right.
That's Jimmy
right.
Gonna get. He done got paid already. And USC, 26-21 over Iowa. Man, the one thing, you know, when you play Iowa,
it's gonna be a dogfight. Yes.
But good. And I hope Bobby's not listening in Chicago.
Uh-oh.
But Northwestern State is beating Nichols 21-19.
Oh no.
Northwestern State won one game this year. They 1-9. Good gracious. Man, so we had on Tommy Ryback. He was like, Coach, if you don't put a W up, something's wrong.
Right.
Okay. Goes to show you better come prepared.
Every Saturday.
Each and every week.
Every week. You got to, because you never know what's going to happen, because you never know how these kids, because that's what they are, kids.
React.
Are going to react and respond to what's going on.
Tulane with a 21-10 lead over Florida Atlantic. This is midway into the third quarter.
With the new unis on that I really like. I like those really uniforms. Like.
You know, Summerall, Coach was telling us that those helmets were all hand-painted, and they all different.
All different. That's right.
Everyone's painted a little different. And so, interesting. And, John got a little bit of an edge to him. I'm going to miss him when he ain't going to be here next year.
I love that hoodie he had on. That hoodie was great. That's right.
He didn't catch it when I threw it to him at the end. I said, Coach, thanks for coming on, man. Get that W over Florida Atlantic. I said, but man, I really like that hoodie. I'm going to miss you when you're not here. And he was like, okay, Mike, world wave.
That's right.
Yeah, he did it fast. He was like, I got to get out of here with it. In Memphis, 24-17 over East Carolina. Tennessee, 21-3 over New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And Stephen F. Austin in a huge game against Lamar, 13-7. That is in the second quarter. But again, Herb, I think today was all about some resiliency. This team again showed some fight.
Yep.
Things went wrong. Man, you get a kick block and it run for school. You know the percentages on that. I don't know what it is in the colleges, but if you get a punt blocked in the pros, you lose 87% of the games.
Wow. I can see that.
In the NFL.
Yeah.
If you get one blocked and it goes in for a score.
I can see that.
Like what happened today in the Arkansas-LSU game.
That's a momentum killer. Big time. And sometimes you can't recover from that, you know, and it could because it takes all the wind out of you, and it takes a really great unit that's won to come to bounce back from that personally.
And also too, I think all Tulane fans will be watching this, but it ended Navy 41-38 over South Florida. And South Florida was, man, they were rolling with that. They were 7-3 football team.
Yep.
Navy's 8-2. But the road there, a lot of people thought South Florida's road would have been paved a little bit easier. With a W there, didn't happen in Notre Dame again. 37-15 over Pittsburgh.
Jeremiah Love, man, he's the one. He's the truth.
Okay, because we got people called. I would never pick a running back in the top 10. They always, Mike, man, you talked about Bijan Robinson. I wouldn't use a top 10 pick on him. I wouldn't have used that on Saquon Barkley. And I'm saying, man, you damn foolish.
Right, you see what they're doing?
Look what Jeremiah Love
that's right.
can do for you. And Jamar Gibbs,
yep.
think about what Gibbs did at Alabama. He was a transfer guy from Georgia Tech.
Yep.
And his impact with the Lions
yes.
as a runner receiver. Man, Jeremiah Love, you watch him, almost like, hey, I got it. Give it to me. 3rd-and-2, I got it.
Yep.
You know, because nobody can name any of those offensive linemen for the Irish.
No, you know Love. You know Love. That's right.
You know Jeremiah Love.
That's right.
And, man, he's a beast out there on that football team,
and,
really.
And I like the way they use him on a game-to-game basis. They use him really well.
Arizona, too. I think everybody picked Cincinnati on game day but one. I think Herb Street picked Arizona, and they ended up beating Cincinnati 30-24.
Yep.
They get to the 7-win mark. So you can see now all these teams sort of jockeying.
Yeah.
And trying to get in
starting
a position.
Starting to shake yourself out, right?
Again, we'll find out a little bit more how the SEC breaks down when Georgia plays Texas
mm-hmm.
tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's a game. Where
that's a game I'm looking forward to.
You know, what kind of bends here? Because we've seen improvement. Arch Manning got off to a terrible start. He really struggled with throws.
Yep.
But the last couple games, Arch has looked like the Arch I think we thought we might see earlier. Just took him a little time. What I'm surprised is Texas's defense hasn't played
as well.
Yeah,
they hadn't played well at all. You know, the thing with Arch was playing not as well as we wanted him to play because of his fundamentals and footwork. It wasn't there, and he was throwing the ball off balance and things like that, and he wasn't confident in what he was doing. Texas's defense, we don't know what's going on with them, but they need to show up. We need them to do something if they want to make a run. If they don't do anything, it's going to be a good night, goodbye, see you later.
When we come back, we'll have on with us on our talking text line, Tracy Coley. Tracy covers the SEC.
Yep.
And also, I don't know if there's a bigger LSU Tiger fan in the media.
Than Tracy.
Yeah, oh, no.
And
she hates the Aggies, too. So she must have been grinding the enamel off her to watch the end of that game between South Carolina. We'll be back. Tracy will join us right after this break here on the Big 870 WWE.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle,
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Dell, we're back here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger post-game show. Hey, we got a full house here at Acme Oyster House. Come on by and visit. Got great food and drink specials and holiday season coming around. So if you need catering, give them a call here. They do catering if it's for game day, if it's for holidays, special occasions. Give them a call here at Acme and they can take care of it. Let's go out to our talk and text line. Covers the SEC, but a huge LSU fan, but she's living in Aggie country. So, Tracy Coley. So, Tracy, I'm going to have Luke put his finger by the mute button. How the hell did South Carolina lose that game to the Aggies?
Beamer ball. That's all I've got to say. it was awful. That second half was brutal.
Yeah, no question about it. And to see that big lead, you were like, how? There's no way they can come back from this.
That's always a way. Always a way. That's why you can't let the pedal off the gas. You got to keep going.
Man, listen, and I give them a lot of credit. And I don't know that they could have done this under Jimbo Fisher for sure. Mike Elko has put some toughness to them. And I give Elko a lot of credit with that. And that's why they're trying to secure him with a new 6-year extension to the contract. Tracy, it's never easy. It's always a little bit hard, no matter what in life. But LSU pulls out the victory today. I think the one thing, or a couple things to take off of it. One, you saw what a mobile quarterback can do for your football team.
Yep.
And when you needed it, Michael Van Buren makes that big play late in the game.
Yep.
Absolutely. And I just to give some perspective here, I think any quarterback would struggle behind LSU's O-line this year. So it's really not fair to us, even though he hasn't played his best. That's obvious. But having the ability to escape and gain yardage, especially on that last drive, they put together a 5-minute drive and ran every play to close it out. That's what LSU's been missing. And so it was good to see, and especially Frank get his first win. So, but to have him use his legs to get a 20 plus yard gain, and run out the clock was great to see.
The other thing, too, is Herb and I talked about this in the pregame, was turn Harold Perkins loose. Okay, we're not splitting the atom here. He's not going to be great in coverage, but he did get an interception today.
He did.
I do give him that, but he's in short coverage. We ain't having him cover.
He don't need to be in no coverage.
My thing is, get the guy with the football.
Yes.
And we saw almost like sick'em ball with Harold Perkins. It had some remnants of what we saw with him as a true freshman when he took over that Arkansas game a couple years ago.
Yep.
And he was a difference maker today.
Yeah, his stat line was really great. It was great to see that again because that was missing for a couple of games. So he really took over that leadership role. He had 2.5 tackles for loss, a sack, 2 solo tackles, and he had the interception. So great stat line. It actually, his defensive prowess actually kept LSU in the game. I mean, the way he went after Green on that way was true tiger going after a hog, you know, getting him on that sack. Huge plays by him today. It was great to see.
Tracy, you know, we've been talking about this all season long. Where is this LSU rushing attack? Give me some perspective on what you think the rushing attack looked like today when you include a Michael Van Buren into that.
Well, it makes the defense think, you know, is the quarterback going to take the ball? So instead of just the running backs, they have to think about the quarterback, too. I think the first half was really great. They had that long run by Barry. You know, Weston Davis had his struggles again. But I think overall, you know, they were averaging 4.2 yards a carry, over 155 yards, much more balanced attack. And I think that helped Van Buren, even though he was a little off on some of his passes, I think that helped the team, and it helped extend drives as well.
Yeah, no question about it. Again, I don't like settling for these field goals instead of touchdowns.
No,
me neither. And that drive me up the wall to see that. But that I don't think it's going to get better. I mean, you got a couple more. You got 2 games and now bowl game that you'll play. But that's not going to get too much better with it. The one crazy play in this game, and I know he was just making a play as it was called, but there ain't no way in the world I get near the end zone if I'm Arkansas and I'm throwing the football at Mansoor Delane. I'm not doing it. That was a bad throw.
Insane.
Okay, and then he threw it inside. He gave Delane the lane to actually catch the ball.
To catch the ball, too, right.
And I'm like, okay, throw it to somebody else's side of the field. And I get Herb made a great point. Bobby Petrino is like stick you the middle finger and say, you know what, I don't care how good he is.
Nope.
I'm going to beat him. And he found out. Hey,
how good he was.
Yeah, you put your hand in the piranha water one too many times, you're going to get bit or taken away.
That's right. So we need to tell Bobby he's not riding motorcycles anymore. So, you know, it's crazy. Why are you throwing at 4? I don't get it. It blows my mind why anybody goes on that side. And especially in that situation, that really would have set LSU back. That was a huge turnover at that point in the game. So I don't know. I think that's why Bobby's not going to be a head coach after this year. And, you know, he went over. And so he had a chance to try to prove to maybe the Arkansas brass that he could possibly come back, as slim a chance as it was. But there's zero chance because of his coaching style.
Yeah, I think the guy they're going to get, he ain't too far away. I think they go get the Memphis coach. I think that's the guy that they're going to get. He's had great success at Memphis.
Wait, who's that? Oh, yeah, the coach at Memphis.
I think that's the guy that they're going to really go after to try to get in. Now, you got to build a really good staff because it's difficult to recruit in Arkansas. You don't have enough players there. But where are you situated where you can go a little bit kind of south
in Louisiana and west in Texas,
a little bit south into Louisiana, south and east in Mississippi.
Yep.
They got a lot of ball players there. And when you at Memphis, man, you know where everybody's at.
That's right.
Because, you know, some of that is difficult.
On Beale Street.
Because I do know this, Tennessee, they got to go outside the state for players.
Yep.
So you know damn well Memphis has got to do the exact same thing with that. So it's a crazy deal. I'm going to get your thoughts on what you think tonight. Texas-Georgia.
Texas-Georgia. I do like Georgia at home. I think I do think Arch is playing better, and that's good to see. His footwork's improved. So his leverage when he's throwing the ball, he's not throwing as many off balls as he was previously in the season. But I like Georgia at home. I think Texas is going to move the ball on Georgia's defense. But I think Georgia at home, Kirby will motivate his guys and get them ready to go. I think Sark, interesting, is that Sark gave his guys a lot of time off over this bye week. They really only had a couple light practices. So we're going to see if that has an effect and if Kirby really got his dogs going, get his dogs going. But it's going to be really hard for them to win between the hedges at Georgia tonight.
Tracy, you've got businesses that you run, and you do things a certain way, a certain time, every day. I think sometimes when you take people out of pattern, it's not good for them. You see, this stuff about light practices and giving them off and all, that's all great and fine, but you got them out of routine.
I
think we all, you are, I am, Herbie is, everybody listening is, we are routines what we do all the time. And I see coaches say, well, you know, I gave them this off. Okay. And that's fantastic to do. It's fantastic to do. But it gets you out of the routine. And I think sometimes that doesn't work real well.
Right.
No, well, we saw this with LSU, even though they played Bama and that game was extremely sloppy. And to be quite honest, LSU's mistakes really cost them. They may not have won the game, but it would have been a lot closer, really cost them against Bama. But what Frank Wilson wanted was to get to back to hard-hitting practices. And the guys love Frank. And so I'm really going to be watching for that tonight in the game to see what it does to Texas and the mentality that they have coming out with such light practices ahead. I mean, this is their season. They could still win one of – if they beat either Georgia or A&M, I think they'll be the first three-loss team in the playoff. But there's a possibility if they lose this, they could lose both and they're out. So, to me, this is their playoff. And I just think that's a little odd that a coach would go in and go with light practices ahead of a game this huge.
One of the funny things at Manning Passing Academy, I'm sitting down with Archie Manning, and you would figure almost like, you know, he looked into that crystal ball and says, you know what? That will be a 9-win team that gets into the 12. Now, he said, that's going to be routine when it's 16.
Right.
But he said, I think there'll be a 9-win team eventually get, as it's in the 12, and all of a sudden get hot, almost like a wild card team
in the
pros, and they could potentially win it all. And you think that's not that far-fetched.
It's not.
Ohio State lost two games last year.
That's right.
And they win it all. So what you talked about, a 9-win team and brand, come on, a committee can't say, I'm not putting certain teams in because they don't have brand.
Well,
no, they put them in because they do.
Last year, South Carolina was left out because of brand. I mean, if you think about it, it's a brand thing. If it were LSU, Texas, Georgia, Alabama that had a 9-3, those guys are going to get in over other teams just because of brand.
Tracy, last question for you. I'll ask you your thoughts on the head coaching search. I sort of think it is concentrated on one guy, and I think a couple teams are waiting. Ole Miss, Florida, LSU, all waiting for Lane Kiffin to make a decision, and then we move on. Okay, but you got to have to tell us pretty quick, so to speak. And I think it won't be because of money. Because I think Ole Miss can match any money LSU or Florida can throw at them.
Yeah.
I really think they can, but now he's got even NFL people after him. So now, man, you're like the good-looking gal. I mean, everybody's after him now. And you never know with Lane, so to speak. He's kind of wired a little bit differently. But your thought on the head coaching search at LSU?
Yeah, I think we texted about this. I think LSU needs to be careful. That is the guy that they want. That's the guy everybody wants. And I do think it will be between LSU or the NFL or staying at Ole Miss. But there is a different dynamic that LSU brings that Ole Miss can't. And I think he has to look at that, you know, just the school overall. These days it is a little bit easier to get into the playoff. And if you get to the playoff, of course, you have a chance. But that championship caliber team, I mean, Ole Miss under his tutelage just hit 10 wins for the first time ever. So to me, but LSU has won 3 national championships in 21 years. So to me, there's one that sticks out, and it isn't Florida. I don't think he would go to Florida. I think it would be between NFL, Ole Miss, or LSU. But LSU needs to have about 5 people on their list and make sure they do their due diligence. And the other thing we talked about on text, they have to retain people like Frank Wilson, Corey. And I told you this in text, even bring in Tyrann Mathieu. It's kind of like Matthew McConaughey's culture ambassador at Texas. Bring him in to epitomize the toughness and bring that dog mentality back to LSU. You have to have Louisiana guys to keep Louisiana guys. And this day in the NIL era, it's more important than ever because other schools can pick them off because of money. So to me, Vern has to do a really good job of keeping the Louisiana guys in Louisiana.
I think that is something started to happen under Coach O.
Yep,
People leaving the state to go somewhere else. It happened with him, but now it has escalated more and more now in the Brian Kelly era that people were leaving the state to go to another school, and that has to stop. And you know what? You got to build that levee like Saban did when he came in and said, okay, yeah, you might get one or two because somebody – you might have some people that decide, you know what, I want to get away from home. Maybe the money's better somewhere else. I'm going to go somewhere else.
And I think LSU right now is at an all-time low with Louisiana players. I think they only have 35 or 36 scholarship players.
That's a small number.
That's tiny.
But we have seen this kind of progression, Tracy, of toward the end with Coach O, and certainly has hit with Brian Kelly, of a lot of the top players saying, you know what, I'm going to go somewhere else.
Yeah, well, I think it had to do with the culture, you know, with Brian Kelly. And for me, as an LSU fan, you have to have your former players involved. Look at the photo that they had invited so many of the former players back as soon as Kelly was fired. It's essential. That's what makes LSU different. It is truly essential to the culture of this team and bringing back that dog mentality, the winning mentality, and not to be pushed around. And, you know, it's really hard to watch defense and get pushed around.
And it's so funny, over the last 10 years, there have been more out-of-state players drafted from LSU outside the state than in-state guys. No, that shouldn't happen at LSU. Tracy, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Always do a super job, and I know we'll be talking soon.
Okay, thanks, guys. Good to be back.
All right. All righty.
Thank you.
Tracy Coley always does a great job covering the LSU Tigers and living in the Midlands over there, man, she sure hear from a lot of Aggie fans. So, God bless you, Tracy, to survive with the way Texas A&M has played so far this year. We'll be back with more of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger post-game special right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Back here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger post-game show. Come on by and visit us. Man, we got a packed house here at Acme Oyster House. Really appreciate everybody stopping by. Come and tell us hello. Man, we got great food and drink specials here at Acme. Also, you can watch the games. They got surround sound TVs all across the board. Also, too, with the holiday seasons coming around and still got LSU home game, if you need catering done for any special event, you can give them a call here at Acme Oyster House. Also want to thank our presenting sponsor to Map Construction, Map Built, Build Beyond. Herb, I think one of the things in this game, we see that, just in my opinion, healthy or not, Van Buren gets the start next week.
He should get the start for the remainder of the season.
Remainder of the season as he gets hurt.
In my opinion, that's what you do. I mean, it feels like the Nuss era is over, and it should be. And I don't see – there's no benefits for Nuss, no benefits for LSU if he plays again because his psyche and his mind is gone. He's not there to be the starting quarterback for LSU right now. And I'm not saying that with any kind of disrespect.
And what you're saying is it's not all his fault.
No, it's not. It's not all his fault. But, you know, when you put him out there and they don't play well, guess who's going to get all the blame, though?
You know. You've been in that spot.
That's right. That's right. You know, I haven't been in that spot that often, though, Mike. That's just not forgetting. Now, legendary over here, man. I don't lose no game. I'm sorry. I was going off there for a second. Anyway.
I'm used to it. Look who I work with full time.
That's right. With Bobby. That's right. But, you know, here's the thing. I agree with you. You know, Michael Van Buren should go ahead and start the remainder of the season, especially next week, because I think he gives them just a different element to the game with his run element, but not just with that. It just seems like he understands the position better right now than Nuss does.
Yeah,
and that's it.
And I think the offense has run better. It's a small sample size.
That's right.
But it has run better with him than with Nuss.
Than with Nuss this year, right?
Yes,
and then
this year.
And then as you continue to feed that, it's only going to get better, as we can see. In my opinion, it's only going to get better. And look, Van Buren's numbers were really good. I mean, 200 yards passing.
Not turning the ball over.
35 yards rushing, not turning the ball over. The 35 rushing, to me, came at the right times.
Exactly.
And that's when you need it. And that's just to sustain a drive, get you a little further down the field, maybe score a touchdown. That one touchdown pass he threw to Bauer was absolutely phenomenal. I thought that was great, but that was him using his legs first to get outside, extend the play, get the ball into the end zone to the tight end so we can score. I think if you don't start him, then I think that you're taking a step backwards from today. Honestly, I think that means you're going back to Alabama, the Alabama game, the Texas A&M game, and any other game before that. I think if you start Michael Van Buren, then you are progressing this team for at least the 2025 season to at least try to win 1 to 2 to 3 more games.
One of the things I tell people all the time when they'll text in or call in about Man, you know, this has devastated Nussmeier's draft stock. And my thing is, you know, they do have a second season.
That's what I keep telling everybody the same thing.
People don't get it.
The same thing. When this season is over with, there's another season that happens.
There's workouts.
And they fall in love with them at that
combine.
Team. Yes.
You have your pro day, your individual days where they work you out, where it can all of a sudden come together, and you're not running for the presidency.
No.
You
no.
need one team to
one
say, I think he can lead us.
And you know there's
– one there's, out of 32.
I'm going to tell you right now, there's 10 right now they're still thinking that he can lead them. What they're going to do, they're going to fall in love with his size. They're going to fall in love with his ability to throw the football. The strength of which the football comes off of his hands, the way that the football rotates off of his hands, it's a beautiful thing. And he's going to knock out every drill that they have, you know, during the pro day, the combine, and every other, you know, drill session that he has. He's going to kill them, and they're going to love him. And it's going to be a five or six teams that's going to be – it's going to be a bidding war for him. I guarantee it.
Okay. During Anthony Richardson's junior year, was yep. there any talk about him being a top five
there
pick?
There was zero talk about him.
None.
Yes.
Okay, but, man, you know
zero.
Who he convinced? Jimmy Ursay, the owner of the Colts. And Jimmy was, that's the guy I want.
That's right.
That's the guy.
Yep.
And so, again, a lot of people don't gather that second season for a player is every bit as important as what you do during the season.
As any other thing that you do. It's probably,
it's crazy to hear, but it is true.
It's probably even more important, to be honest with you, because all you got to do is just get that one person to like you, because now they're up and personal. Now they're touching on you. They're actually feeling on you. They're looking at, they're evaluating every little thing that you did, and it doesn't really matter about what you put on tape. It doesn't necessarily matter that. What matters is he the right height for whatever position that is? Can he make these throws? For whatever throws they want him to make. And then also, what about his background? What is he doing?
Genetics, his dad.
All of that stuff comes into play. I think he's going to – somebody told me yesterday, just as soon as recently as yesterday, they said, do you think Nussmeier's going to get drafted? I said, yeah. They was like, yeah, I think so too. He's probably going to go in like the sixth round or something, they said. I said, nah, he's probably going to go first or second. That's what I said.
I don't know about the first.
I said, he might. Well, I don't know either, but he might. You never know.
A day two pick? That wouldn't surprise me.
It wouldn't surprise me either.
Okay, because, again, in another profession, it wouldn't put the round peg in the round hole.
No, because you're not performing with it in the process of the work.
Exactly.
Yes,
and
I
so
get it.
People going to have – they will understand how this process works with us, and he'll get that opportunity. Also, the other thing with him, getting healthy.
Yeah. Yes, getting healthy.
I think that is a real big thing.
Yep.
Quick scores for you. Nicholls State, 26-21
yes,
over Northwestern with 3.5 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
Pull it out, Colonel.
And the Green Wave, Tulane, with a 28-10 lead I think it's about 12, 13 minutes left in the fourth quarter against Florida Atlantic.
RFW.
I wish I'd have thought of that. You know how many hoodies he's going to sell with that? We'll be back to finish it off here in our 5 o'clock hour right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. Oklahoma has upset Alabama 23-21. We'll have a lot more about that, and the crowd cheers here at Acme. We'll be back with more of our post-game LSU show right after this news break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.